We always like to welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio. DrJohnB.com is the website where the podcasts all reside, with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And kind of follow up on our discussion from a week ago, talking about the narcissistic person. This time, what to do when that's someone you really love. You just can't get through that veneer of narcissism. Not an easy thing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, and I might add the veneer is the real person. How does that sound that you can't get through?
Well, that's never a good thing overall, is it? No.
No, because as we talked last week, the narcissist is charming, witty, intuitive to your needs, but they're no feeling. So as a result, in order to protect yourself, you fall in love with a person. This certainly can happen. You really do have to go a 100% route of no contact, absolutely none. You have to be blocking calls, home phone numbers, you know, email to junk folder, all social outlets, Facebook, Link, Twitter, Instagram, everything. You just literally have to stay away to protect yourself. And don't focus on the good times. Always remember how bad things are and will be and will continue to be when you're dealing with someone who's a me first. You have to resist all attempts at contact because the narcissist just doesn't give up. The narcissist sees that the prey has gotten away, and the narcissist is a hunter and wants the person back. So you have to always be remembering the manipulation, the way the person knows how to get to your heart, and you have to stay away. Easier said than done, because I've worked with many people over the years, Dave, that just can't seem to do it. Even no contact with mutual friends. You don't want any information on the person.
You're always, though, I'm listening to you this morning, Doc. You're always the glasses half full kind of person. You're a very optimistic person. You're very forward looking. And this is as strong. I mean, you are laying out an absolute blueprint that says follow these directions or else. This is something, I mean, you don't really feel strongly about it. You've seen some really bad situations.
I've seen countless bad situations, Dave, and often they continue. Even after the person has tried all of this, the wiles and whims and the ability of the person to get to the person are really remarkable. And what happens, people tend to want to remember the good times. They want to think of the person when they're good. It's almost like somewhat like what happens with the abusive personality. And of course, narcissists are a form of that. So when the person pleads, cries, begs, says they've learned their lesson, they really want back in, and you love that person, it's very difficult. And often the person fails, and often it is the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth time that the person finally is able to do this. But once the person can stay away for a while, the narcissist is charming and clever enough that they'll find someone else. They'll just move forward. But the main thing is to absolutely limit contact. If you have children, you have to make contact. Then you have to very specifically go to the court in terms of what visitation is it, what level of communication you have, because you really have to protect yourself. And it's very, very difficult because many people that see the narcissist in a relationship, they don't see the negativity. They see the charming, the clever, the witty, the way they treat the person in public might be very good. So it's very important if you're diminished, your self-esteem is down, and you're always wrong, and you're put down and fault-finding. Because remember, the person has no feelings, so the person knows exactly how to get at you, find what makes you tick, and then is able to play that like a violin. And the end result is a very destructive life for the person who falls in love, you know, with the narcissist, unless they're just willing to totally subsume themselves in the glory and the magnificence of the narcissist.
You've seen people's lives just ruined by this, then.
Oh, yes. Well, I see it all the time. In fact, believe it or not, Dave, if you really thought about it, you certainly know a couple or two that the relationship is with the narcissist within it is a very destructive one, but the person tries to muddle through, tries to keep going, tries to hide it even, you know, from the public. So, yeah, it's many powerful people are manipulative. That's how they've gotten that far. They're very good at charming, the hugging and the touching and the communicating and the retina-on-retina communication and saying I care. And it's a facade to make them look good and to have the sun shine on them. So they're kind of all over the place, and we just want to try to, if we're in relationships with people, that people, that if each gives 60%, then each gets 50, and then you have good relationships. But when you
I gotta think that social media is made for these folks too.
Oh my goodness, yes, because they can. Yeah, well, it allows them to not only communicate with a lot of people, but they can hone in on the victim, if you will. Loving, caring, sensitive individual, love my mother, love my dad, good job, looking for the one person that I know will allow me to have a wonderful life as I do the same thing for that person as we voyage off into a happy sunset. It'll be a holiday every day.
Doc, I've always had this all wrong. I mean, I think of the narcissist as somebody who's so self-focused that they almost don't even care what anybody else. I mean, they're just focused on themselves and what they think of themselves and not what. But you've turned it around and said, no, it's predator and prey when it comes to human relations. And that, I mean, I've not thought of it that way. Okay.
Well, because the narcissist, by needing recognition, greatness, the mirror, that's how they function, and they don't they don't care for other people. So you can't have two Julius Caesars in the same room.
Okay.
This is Julius Caesar, so the other person has to be praising and looking up to.
Yeah,
and I think in an initial relationship, if you're with a charming person who's able to say all the right things, and if you've been lonely and you've been dissatisfied, this person seems to come in and make everything right. And all of a sudden, after a while, you begin to realize you're the one who's carrying everything, you're doing things.
Sure.
There's no tune into your feelings. But by golly, if you don't want to have a silent person or an angry person, you have to be tuned into what they're tuned into and feel for them. But there's no feelings left over for you, or if so, no depth, nothing, just to maybe keep you going.
You've dealt with this on a professional basis, but it seems like you would recommend that people have not just someone like you, but a real, no matter what it is, you need a support system to break away.
I think that if you can, that's right.
If you can.
You have to, and you have to approach this, back on my Caesar, Cesare o niente, the Italian Caesar or nothing, which means you're going to be the top of the game at doing this, or you're not going to, it's not going to work. So you have to really move forward. But you have to, and you want to make sure friends that may not see the narcissism or may be charmed by the person don't try to become an intermediary or try to give you information. Mary or Chucky just showed up, but he was unhappy yesterday, and then give that information to you. You don't want to get that. You need to surround yourself with people that feel for you and know how you're feeling, because you're going to be going through a grieving process.
Yes. Okay.
Or something that has been lost, and you're going to be focusing maybe on the good points versus the negative points. But being in love with a narcissist is a very, very difficult situation. I'm not talking just about the person with a high ego or someone who likes to brag. No, we're talking about somebody who really lacks feelings and is able to manipulate and use people to their own advantage. And if you're in love with someone like that, then it's very difficult to get away, because they can be charming and witty and wonderful on some days, or when they realize they need it to maintain your love and commitment, and really,
it's a one-way street.
Subservience to them.
It's a classic one-way street with emotional vacancy. Our good friend Dr. John Braccio, serious this morning about this, and in how damaging this can be to a person who is in love and has intense feelings for someone who is absolutely not reciprocating, but they're demanding that constant attention, and they'll do and manipulate every way to try to get it. It is serious stuff. The podcast at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. It's always good to have you on, my friend.
Well, always a pleasure, and I'll look forward to chatting with you again.
Dr. Okay. John Braccio here on 1320 Morning Wake Up, coming right back, primary election day, 2018. This is 1320 WILS.